מה בשביל אדם זה מסריס? מה אם הם שלו בחלקון? כל חודר וחודר ומי עושה זה? Every figure has a beginning in its own special function. ויום אמר, זו זרס, זו קמיצו, זו עמו, זו אצבע, זה גבר. זו זרס, זה ספור. And זו קמיצו, that's this one. זו עמו, that's this one. זו אצבע, that's this one. זו גודו, that's the sun, that's this one. So, Elamad, so, in other words, that each figure of the Deen in the Aloche has its peculiar function. Now, Rashi explains, Kushi, Kol Achashmish Bozera, Vav Yitzir Yidoveya. Zu Zeres, Min Aktano, Meidi, Zeres Shel Chayishe. Zu Kmitzo, Me Ezba, Sheitzel Aktano, Masrino Likmei, 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 Chayke Sholish Ezbois, Al Pas Yodei, הקמיצו והעמו והאצבע וקיימת. In other words, when you are keeping the mincha, so you take your home, you enclose the mincha. You enclose the mincha in your fist, in your hand. So how do you enclose it? You enclose it with three fingers, just these things. And these, you do not close. The smallest finger on the thumb, you do not close. But then, when you close the mincha, so part of the mincha might protrude, bulge out. So then, with this finger, he pushes it in, anything that bulges out on the side, and with this finger, he pushes in the part of the mincha that bulges out from the knitzah. In other words, and the Gemara Menachah says that this Aveide was one of the Aveide's kashis for the mincha. In other words, to enclose the mincha with the three fingers, and then to push in everything that bulges out with this finger, and to push in with this finger. Everything that bulges out was not so easy. That was where there were two meloch avidus in the midrash, the melike, that had to be done in the eighth. So involved a very difficult type of avide, and the klitze, especially the pushing in, the part of the mincha that bulges out with the seres and agelo, was not an easy avail. Alright, so in other words, so that means that the fingers are mechule in order to be able to fulfill the specific function legaveh. Now what the more means, so Elamatam Shukiski is saying this, she nishma odom domosh in hogu, yamiach es beiso beyosu. What the more means is, that Gemara doesn't mean that was the only reason why the human being was created with the fingers being separated from each other. Because of that, we find that in the whole animal kingdom. So I mean, that is natural. But what Gemara means is that the Jew has to take advantage of every biological situation and of the structure of the human organism. In other words, if a Jew does not take advantage of the structure of his organism, then he's delinquent. In other words, so that's why he says, the fingers are separate. We don't have to. There are many reasons as to why the fingers are separated. I mean, any scientist will tell you that as a result of the fingers being separated, so that's why a person is able to adapt himself to nature, to the environment. So there are many reasons as to why the Rebbein Shalom created the human organism that way. But everything has a reason, not only in the structure of the human being, in the structure of every organism, whether animal or plant kingdom, but the Gemara is saying, a Jew is mechuyev to take advantage of every biological situation. Now, because of the fact that the fingers are separated, so every biological situation manifests itself in a certain halacha. For example, the fact that the agudah is separated from the other fingers, that the zeres is separated from the other fingers, so that can be used in Kiyum HaMitzvahs, let's say, when the Kohen does the Aveda of the Knesset, and then he encloses the Kohenets in the fist formed by these three fingers, but then in order to push in the part of the Minchet, the bulges out, so he has to push it in with the Zeres and Avodah. If the fingers hadn't been separated, it couldn't do that mitzvah. So in other words, a Jew is mechuyev to take advantage of every biological situation, because the purpose as to why man was created is because of Kol Daberi. So Mimele, if he doesn't take advantage of every biological situation, regardless why he was created that way, that's not even our affair. Could a human being understand the purpose for every biological detail? No human being could understand that, and no scientist in the world will understand all the details as to why the human organism is formed in a special way. But whatever the reasons are, it is the duty of the human being to take advantage and of every biological situation. So that's what it means. So Shinishma Alamatam Shukeski Sayyidis. So that means that if a person doesn't take advantage of this biological situation, that he can be saying his ears, not to hear Loshinara Amin or Little Pet. So the male it means that he is delinquent in his mandate on this world. So Shinishma Odom Dobosh in Hobun. יניח את בית הבאות. תולי לרב ישמואל, מפני מה איזם קורי קושי, בעל ירקו? Now, the other reasons. I'm sure that scientists will be able to tell, and I think that it's discussed, the functions of the fact that this is soft. So, but a Jew has to know that he has to take advantage of this biological situation. And he nishma odom dobo shein hobon. If he hears that people talk Washnore, or they talk Nibukeh, or they talk nonsense, so then he doesn't have to antagonize everybody, but he should just abstain from participating in this kind of discussion. And if it's impossible for him to leave that place, the Cholapoches, he should be Messiah Das. The Gemara doesn't mean that putting death into the ear. Sometimes you can put it in the ear and still hear very well. And sometimes you can be Messiah Das and not hear even if you don't put this into the ear. But the more it means is you should not be part of a indecent discussion. All right. Tom Rabon, Al Yashmiya, Odom, Neosnov, Dvorin, 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 Mipinei, Shehei, Nichweis, Chiro, Leivon. I mean, one star in the
Shir Lam Dal Dung Suvos Tesvov Kislev Heitov Shin Mem Beis, December 11, 1981, on Friday.
Now, Shafi Yom Beis, Yiboy Elohu, Mao Nivel the Sin of the Shaf, where they see that the Nivel the Sin of the Shaf. Dam Hizket Foki, Eichabura now. I mean, it's not reasonable to explain the Gemara, that the Gemara has a subject in Messias. I mean, this is a physiological phenomenon. I mean, so either it's Nifket Pokit or it's Habura Narva. But the Shaila is whether of the deed. Of course, I mean, Damsulis breathes like a wound, but the question is whether of the deed is considered like Habura or it's not considered like Habura. Because in view of the fact, in other words, the damsulin comes out because a certain membrane is removed as a result from the Bilas Mitzvah. So the melee could be considered as a chabura. But you can say that in view of the fact that it's aiming to be removed, it's not like a real wound, I mean, which is not the natural thing. So the melee does not have a reason of chabura. It's not a shiloh in the mitzvah, whether it involves a wound or if it doesn't involve wound, it does involve. In other words, because food of Gilas Mitzvah, so a certain membrane is removed. So death produces bleeding. But we can say that since it involves the removal of a membrane, some of the is considered habore. But at the same time, since it's a natural thing and it's easy to be removed, some of the it's not considered habore al-Bani. That it's not in shower and a bayer in the mitzvah. The mitzvah sees what it is, but it's a shower in a din. Whether al-Bani is considered habore or al-Bani is not considered habore. He boils, Mao Nido the Kirby Shabbos, Dab Nifket Pocket, or Habura Yah, Vin Tim Tamay. If we say Dab Nifket Pocket, some may is not a Habura. So it's not a total of the Jewish Mishon. But if we say it's Habura Marabah, so then it is a total of the Jewish Mishon. So it should be awesome. Vin Tim Tamay, Dab Nifket Pocket, Lidamu Tori, Vishore, or Dilma, Pesa Tori. And if we say that Dam is Nifket Pokin, so it's still a shayla, it's whether it's muta or not. In other words, so the Rosh Hashanah is as follows. If we say it's Habura Me'arabah, then it should be awesome. In other words, if we say it's Habura Me'arabah, then it should be awesome. But if we say Nifket Pokin, so possibly it's mut. Possibly it's mut. So the Gemara says, so in a dam mitzvah poki. So then we have to decide, assuming that it's mitzvah poki, so it doesn't involve, so it's certainly not also at the score of habura, because there are a lot of best loches. One of the loches is interesting shon. So habura is the tone of interesting shon according to most of the. So if we say dam mitzvah poki, so it's certainly not osea on the score of habure, of mitzvah shalom. Whatever habure is, so it's not osea on the score of the melacha of habure, of chayim. But it has to be considered, maybe it's still osea on the score of some other melacha. What melacha? Of Pesach, of making a Pesach. We, Timtzalein Adam, Mitzvah Poki, so maybe it's certainly not osea on the score of chayim. But it has to be considered as whether it's with a legamre or it's also around the score of Ezepensa. Lidamu Tzori Rishot. In other words, he is interested in obtaining the dam. So Mimele, he's not interested in making the Pesach. So Mimele, he doesn't involve a loche of Pesach, of Binyan, Machle Patish, whatever. Whatever melacha it is, so it does not involve the melacha of making the Pesach. So Oidumo with Pesach itself, maybe he is interested in the melacha of in making the Pesach. So maybe it's also, even though it's not also on the score of Chayil, but it's also on the score of Bene of Binyan. Oidumo with Pesach itself, but Vi Tzoreima Lidam Tzori. So it's still, in other words, all these shayles, it's not that Gemara says, if we say one way, it's definitely also. It's definitely good. No, it doesn't mean. So, in Tintorim, Lidamutzorim, so the Mele, he is not Upesach Mele Kose, so he is not Mishavim to make it Pesach. So, Aloch et Kachim, Domatosh Mishavim, Mutea, so he is Mutea, or Yaloch et Kabjude, so you there. Even if we assume the Ramutzah and Nifket Pocket. So but still, it still could be also on the score of Pesach of Beit. Yes, what?
He definitely wants to finish the Pesach.
It's still not definitely awesome. Even if we say Allah is from there, it still is possible that it's still Mutter. Even though it could not be Mutter on the basis of Doshin Yisham, because Abdullah says Doshin Yisham is Osa. But it might be Osa, it might be Mutter because it's Mikal. wie sind von ihm auch ein Kredude, mit Hauke und mit Lappesar, und mit Sauke und mit Sauke und mit Lappesar. So, this first Abaye is all based upon the assumption that Dam is lifted from him. And if Dam is lifted from him, then definitely he doesn't involve in Loch of Heder. But the whole discussion in the Gemara is, the whole Shani Gemara is, whether it involves a Misa Meloche on the basis of the Gemara. Now let's see the matter. Maulim of Yitzhiro. First of all, Maulim of Yitzhiro, Mishriya Lahak Masiti Deliyo. In Amishriya Lo, Umiboya Lo, Halokhe Nalokhe. So Rashi was bothered by certain difficulties. Here the Gemara is not by, as whether it's literally going to us Mitzvah, by Psula. And Shabbos or not. As see, that being has not been mentioned, but there is a question of Pereshes. Ubinkach or Binkach, lo Yidreyo, lo Yidreyo Shabbos, lo Yidreyo Shabbos. Lo Yidreyo Shabbos, lo Yidreyo Shabbos. Now, we discuss the Machlechim, the Rambam, and all the other Rishayim. According to all the Rishayim, according to all the Rishayim, other than the Rambam. So when the Pereshes says, Binkach or Binkach, lo Yidreyo, lo Yidreyo Shabbos, lo Yidreyo, it doesn't have reference to Nisuin. Nisuin, if let's say, there is no Nisa Mitzah, kind of Tzuri, so let's say, Bez Nis Yeshiv, or let's say, Bismanazeh, that it has a dream of Kinis Baal, so maybe the whole town of Tanis Tzuri is not Chaya, so there is no Nisa of being Nisei Mitzvei Shabbos. Of course, Friday night, it's also the Nisei, because that's the Shavuos. You're not allowed to be Mikadosh or to be Nisei and Nisho on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. But Mitzvei Shabbos, there is no Nisei to be Nisei, except if there is a halacha that you can only marry a Psula on Wednesday, so then every day is also Mitzvei. But there is no special Nisei, according to all the Rishonim, except for the Rambam. So, there is no special Nisa to be Nisei on the Tzuri Shabbos. No special Nisa. Indeed, there is no Nisa on the Tzuri Shabbos. So then, you can get married to Tzuri Shabbos. Tzuri Shabbos. According to the Rambam. So, according to all the other Rishayim, when the Pharisee says, Pinkach and Kach, we didn't read our Shabbos to the Shabbos, it has reference to be. To be. But Nisuin is not us. Nisuin is not us. And Erev Shabbos, Leilu Shabbos, so of course it is Osa, because it's a Kiyah, so it's a Shavuot, but Mitzvah Shabbos, Mitzvah is not Osa, but Bia is Osa. Why is Bia Osa? Either, so Mitzvah Shabbos, because of Zeroh, Shem, and Yishchei, and according to the Rambam, so when the Christ says, Bikach, and Bikach, and Yidre, Loi Be'erev Shabbos, Loi Mitzvah Shabbos, it is reference to Mitzvah. It is reference to Mitzvah. And why is it Osea? Why is it Osea? Because of the exhilaration of Yishrei B'nei. The Nisuin is Osea. And that's why the Pharisee used the Lashon Erev Shabbos. According to other Rishayim, it's a little difficult. Why does the Pharisee use the Lashon Erev Shabbos? It means Erev Shabbos. It doesn't mean Erev Shabbos. But according to the Rambam, so the expression Erev Shabbos is good. Because it means Erev Shabbos is Osea to be Nisuin. Why? Because and Mahmas the preparation for the Sudeh, so he might forget in haste and intention. So, and Bishaychei is Ibane. And the same thing is Mitzvah Shabbos before Tzitzak Chodesh. He might in haste and intention, Bishaychei is Ibane. Now, so according to the Rambam, so there is no difficulty in this Gemara. Why does Gemara ask, Mao Lidl Bitchil of Shabbos? But there is a price that also Lidl Bear of Shabbos. Because according to the Rambam, when the Pharisee says, when you do the Be'er Shabbos on Shabbos, it doesn't mean he's not allowed to be there. It means he's not allowed to be there, he says, Erev Shabbos. But the Pharisee doesn't discuss Bila B'tchilo in the Psulo, Leilu Shabbos. But all the other Rishayim are here in the Rambam. So that's why Rashi is. How is it that Gemara is not by it when the Pharisee is the Pharisee before Rashi is? That when you do the Erev Shabbos, and when you do the Erev Shabbos, doesn't mean Erev Shabbos, it means Leilu Shabbos, Leilu Shabbos. Malu Mitzvah Leishina Lahatmas Mitzvah. So Rashi says, no, the one who made the Abaye did not know of that price, did not know of this price. Even though in Amishmielo, Umiboyo, Halochel, in Halochel, and then the Maskoni is the thing Halochel. Why? So we have to say that this price says, that this Raise, either that this Reise accords with Rabbi Yehuda, even though, I mean, there is not by it, he's not living with Rabbi Yehuda. So, but this Reise, so accords with Rabbi Yehuda, and we pass through like a Shimon, so Hashem is having his mutter. So the Mele is mutter. All right, now let's see the case. Mal ni go dikhir bishabe, abo ni abdi tiki ushe kei psuo, nisi tabi, mikol mo kini nira lo isha mi boa odo lo khamishi, lo yichidu chachoni leham tiladim khamishi, achi rea jambi. Lo cheboye, ni muti alino bishabe, imla. In other words, even though the chachoni mo misak, this is what many of the shames, even though the chachoni mo misak, that it's psuo nisi mi mo bi, because of time it's psuo mi, so if she will be nisi san any other day, so until Bez will be able to present his time as Tzuri before Bez. So that he might pull off, he might be in Kuladante. So maybe we could say that not only is it Tosea to get married on any day other than Wednesday, even if he got married on Wednesday, but if for some reason he wasn't veiled to meet there immediately Wednesday night, so maybe he is not allowed to be veiled to meet there until Sunday night because of the same time of time Tzuri. And there would be a good reason. The Chachamim are misakel that he's not allowed to get married on any day other than Wednesday. Why? Because there might be Kuladaite. So even if he got married on Wednesday, but if for some reason he wasn't there immediately on Wednesday night, so maybe he should have to wait till Sunday night, in order that there shouldn't be Kuladaite between the B.A. and the coming to bed. We could say that, but it's not like that. The Chachamim did not ask him to be veiled to a mitzvah because of that story. If there will be Kodai, there will be Kodai. The Chachamim were misakei that the Nisunim should not take place on any day other than Wednesday. Because ordinarily, so the Bilas mitzvah follows the Nisunim. So the Nele, the purpose will be achieved. That there won't be a Kodai. But if for some reason it wasn't followed by Bilas Mitzvah, so the Mele, he's allowed to be veiled on any day, even though it might involve the Kini Kodai. This is what it is. Avogad, the Tikhu Shikhsula Mises of the Kini, Koma Kenira, which is involved with Hamishi, the Kibu Hakom Hamsha Mir Hamishi, Ache, Yadin Bays, the Hoche Boy. In Mutter, Lino Bishabes, why the states are saying, we review, in Mira Lishal, we go out the little Hamishi, we review Hakon and Hamtim and the Hamishi Achet, we are giving. So, this is mentioned both. In other words, if it's we go out the little Hamishi, and it is still, let's say, it's Thursday, it's Friday, it's Sunday, so then he has to wait till the base, till Sunday night. And if it is already beyond Monday, let's say, he got married Wednesday, and now it's already Tuesday. So then, we review Chachamim to wait till Wednesday night. That's why Jesus mentions both. We review Chachamim Hamza Mechamishi Acher, Oya Dillay, Lohoche Boy, Imut Alimu B'Shabes, Sila, Avod Abitani Liyo Mavkit Lachos Nakao Lohi Shabes, Chilo, Vishet Chaburo, Itani Lami Yidob Rai, Sebi Chachum Itachum Yidu Yidar Shabim, Gile, Vikut Lila Aviyono, Min Aviyono, Uboye Echilu Chase, Vito Nei Mavet Lili, Vito Rebi Yidem Rekshine, Omiyu Al Kocho Chmina, Do Yod Av Rai, Vichashino Shem Yishchen Beno, Di Aviyono, Maiko Beboyle, Because then Rai say, mentions Vitoi Shabes too. Vitoi Shabes, it certainly couldn't be based upon Chabure. So there is because of Ezeira Shem Yishchen Beno. And if there is Ezeira Shem Yishchen Beno, we got a B.A. Vitoi Shabes, so there should be Ezeira Shem Yishchen Beno, we got a B.A. Leu Shabes too. So, so how does the Gemara ask about it? So, we are both in the Yoda of Raisa, the Hashino Shem Yishchen Beno, the Aviodolo, Michael Megoyle, who behold with three other views of Rapshine, behold with Toshin and Say, we should be Shatanoi with Kidal. Now, the other Shane would say that we can say that Yodel, but then if Yodel, Michael Megoyle, so it mentions also Lloyd Mitzoy Shabbos, because of Isaiah Rashan and Yishcha Beno, and if it is, so that Zera Shem Yishchen Beno should apply to be as mitzvah the real Shabbos too. So some of the Shem, Ramban and a few other Shem, they say that Mitzvah Shabbos, there is more of Yechshosha, Zera Shem Yishchen Beno, than Leil Shabbos. temporary Shabbos, because Mitzvah Shabbos. Yes, so the Ramban says that this Gemara, could accord with the Braise that we need a Mitzvah Shabbos because of the Zeresh and the Yishra Benot. It's not. But the Gemara asks the Navayo as to whether it's Mutar to believe the Lele Shabbos is on account of Chabur. But it should be Osea. Because of Zeresh and Yishra Benot, so we could say that there is no Zeresh and Yishra Benot in Gabriel Leil Shabbos, because the minhag was to make his Suda in the Leil Abir, in the Yom Abir. So the Mele, if the B.A. is Leil Shabbos, so the Mele, on Friday before Shkia, will make all the preparations. He'll make all the preparations. Mashaike, if the B.A. is the Mitzvah Shabbos, so he might, in haste, before it is Yitzhak Chovim, and then think it's already Yitzhak Chovim, because he will be in haste, and he will be tense, so then he might be in the Chal Shabbos. Masha'in Kei, Leil Shabbos, that is not because of Leil Shabbos, is not because of Tzir Shem Yesh Shem Leil, even though the Gemara says, Hashte Do'oche Lo'ose, Hashte Do'oche Lo'ose, so that's what the Gemara says, then, but when the Gemara has the Tabayeh, so it doesn't mean that the Gemara didn't know of the price. The Gemara could have known of the price. And even though the price says, Lo Yivel, 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 The boy be mitzvah Shabbos. So as far as mitzvah Shabbos, the Gemara could agree because there is a clear Hashem Yisrael enough. But as far as early Shabbos is concerned, so the Gemara assumes that the mitzvah by the price says no is because of Chabura, and that price according to Rav Yudeh. But if we pass for like Rav Shine, so then it is muter. And but mitzvah Shabbos is still muter because mitzvah Shabbos there is a Shoshe Hashem Yisrael enough. So the Zayin of Hashem Yisrael enough is only shayach with the mitzvah Shabbos, it's not shayach regabeleosh. Alright. For me, I'll call for clear the Yoda of Christ, the Hashim Shem Nishim and Ovdi, and Yoda might employ, of the Holy Spirit of Yoda of Shimon, what will Poshim will say? We should be much better. No, you're the Kriya. Ah, now let's see the Rashi first. Mivkat Kot. Moi Pikotin Komis, Veini, Veini Nivwa Begeit Nei Orecha, Lies Sitsiyosi Al Yechapua. Elo Shah Pesach No Bifono, U Pesach Noi Veyeit. Yechapua Gemel, Dam Tsui, Hayit Zel Chapura, Hubo, Shah Beifel Yisparit Mechavei. I mean, the Mitzvah is like this, that it's disparate Mechavei. But the Shaila is whether Al-Pedin is considered like Chavei, or Al-Pedin is not considered like Chavei. In Tim Solima, Mifket Poki, Vein de Yishim Chavure, Kabonas HaMitzvah Lemai, Lidamu Torich, Umishavu Mitzvah, Vishore, Vishore, Do Mifket Poki, because in so far as the Kabonas of the Mitzvah is concerned, that this Mitzvah Saddam does not constitute the Chaburah. Oy Dilma, we Pesach Mitzchavein, Ve'arei Ukibiyem Yoseh, Ve'in Timzoleima, Lidamu Mitzchavein, Ve'voi Ui Pesach, Umiyu Al Kochav Pishchon Me'ilave, Haloche Kirev Yud, Ve'idom Hashem Mitzchav Mitzchavein, Oy Kirev Shimon Yomuter, Ve'in Teima, Ve'in Teima. So the question is, the Gemara says, that if it's done with the Pesach, so he doesn't involve any law of Chaburah. And what is the Shaila in connection with Pesach? So if we say that Lidamutzot, so the Mele, the Pesach is Mele Kosi, and if we say Allah is Rav Shimon, so Mele is Mutea, why Rav Shimon is Chavu is Mutea, but Mele Rav Shimon is Sikrei Shem, we don't know, right? So the Mele, even if we pass like Rav Shimon, and even if we say that Lidamutzot, and Pesach is a Mele Kosi, so it should still be Mutea, because it should still be Osea, because Mele Rav Shimon is Sikrei Shem, we don't know. Vin came up to Kesha Yamasu, Hopakin only come. So the Gemara has that Kasha, Shabor on the way. Shamin on Yeshep Kim Batoy, Vin Dam Yeti, Vat in Pesach Lifta, Hilka, Lak Tikreishe, Viloi Yomus. So the Gemara is the Teres, Yeshep Kim Batoy, Vin Dam Yeti, Vat in Pesach Lifta, Hilka, Lak Tikreishe, Yomus. Now, what is the question is this? But Yeshet Kim Batoye, and how about the people who are not working Batoye? How about people who are not working Batoye? So the Gemara is the Kasha. The Gemara is the Kasha. In Kim Tere Lomo, Rishini Boki. Yemu Boki Mutea, Shemi Boki Osea. Yemu Boki Mutea, Shemi Boki Osea. So then the Alokha should be that a Boki is Muta to be veiled with Chilo, the Lil Shabbos. But Jamie Boki, so who is not Boki Batoye, so in regard to him, it involves the creation. So the Mele, it should be Osea. So the Gemara is the Teret, Reifkin. Now, what does it mean, Reifkin? Reifkin, so that means, so this is, Vicholchad, Vichad, Misapto in the Rome, Vikulo Mitov, Mashma Hoche, Vihubom Pkin Batoye. So merely it's not a tikreishe because rov arpkin. So every even though there is a new tachoshuk that an arpkin, but merely it's tikreishe. It is a tikreishe. Now, when we reach the Gemara, so we'll discuss the machlokes between the Taz and Rabbi Levia in regard to some tikreishe. But we haven't reached that Gemara. So this is what Rashi means. Shame Yishet Kim Batoye, Vindam Yitzin, Batin Pesach Nifta, Yutak Lapsi Kreishu Yomus. Alright, now, then the Gemara says, Vim Tim Soleima, Halochekir, Ikedam, Yim Tim Soleima, so far the Gemara discussed it from the point of view that the Dam is Mifketot. If that is nicht gefokin, so then it certainly does not involve any shayla in regard to this halacha of kavod. But the shayla is only in regard to this halacha of din. Now the Gemara starts discussing it from the point of view of the premise that dam that kavod merda in tinsalayim. If the dam in tinsalayim adam kavod merda, so then there is a shayla whether it's mutar on the score of chayla. We dam tzorich liosa. So there it's just the reverse. If it's chavura merda, so then if it's it won't want to assume that he's interested in being made to dam, some mele it's also, or if you mele am resatzne it's also, and he is not mischaving to be made to dam. Some mele it is muta, vishon, in other words, so it's possible. How can we say sure? Then the Gemara asks, we need to know that we have to know that we have to say, how long is Tavid, how long is Tavshine? So it's not such a double portion. Even if we say that we have to know that we have to know, so it's not so important that it's not that. So why did the Gemara say, we do have to know that we have to know that we have to know? So there is a girse that is not there as a shot because of this. Because how can the Gemara say the shot? But those who are there is the way it we have it in our text. We deal with the Satsu Tzor Mishore. So how can the Gemara then immediately say after that? After saying Mishore, we can tell him about the Satsu Tzor, the Dam Milikose, how long it's Rabbi Yudeli, so say, what the Gemara already said before? We can say, we deal with the Satsu Tzor Mishore. So, it's some Gosselis, it's some Tzorin, we are not here as Mishore. But those who are here as Mishore, so they have to explain, we deal with the Satsu Tzor, Vishore means impossibly to do. Possibly to do. In other words, if you saw the Dam Chabur Merda, with Dam Utsorir, and it's definitely awesome. Vyosha means definitely awesome. Or you know, like with Satsu Utsorir, and possibly to do. So, the Yintin Tzoreima, and with Satsu Utsorir, with Dam Milikose, so Aloha Kereb Yude, or Aloha Kereb Shime, the Yintin Tzoreima Aloha Kereb Yude, We count the chabure. In other words, so even if we say that halachic rebuke is that what the Goloshen is having is also, but it still could be muta here in this case, because rebuke holds the Goloshen is having also only if it is misakim, but if he is in the counter, so then it is muta. So maybe this is considered the counter. Oy, misakim chaburei. V'yidim tzorim ha-mikautom chaburei. So it's still not so poshet that it's muter. So v'mikautom ha-lochet erav yude, or ha-lochet rashim. Now we have the Gemara, in order to understand this Gemara, we have to know the Gemara in Shabbos. Otherwise it's impossible to understand this Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos, the Mishnah that could fail on his way in Shabbat says, Kolam Kautzel in Tzur, the Shabbat. So Tona Rabba Abwe, that could go on the Dalai, the Gemara says in Shabbat. Tona Rabba Abwe, Kam Rabbechen, Kolam Kautzel in Tzur, Chutz Michel and Lamab. So, every Mikautzel is Fota, except two Melochis, one Mikautzel is Chai. Chidel because, one of the Melochis is Chidel. Now Chidel is Mikautzel, so why is it Chai? So obviously, Chedel is an exception to the general rule, because if Chedel wouldn't be an exception, so how could we visualize that Chedel should be Chayav, and we know that Chedel is Chayav? How do we know that Chedel is Chayav? Because after all, Chedel is not an Avnoche by itself. Chedel is it all. If Chedel had been an Avnoche by itself, so then we couldn't tell the Kasha. How do we know that Chedel is Chayav? It's one of those lochets, but chayveil is not the navel lochet by itself. Chayveil is a total of the lochet. A total of which lochet, according to most of the shaming, So Chibril is the Tove of Mitzvah Tisham. But according to the Rambam, Chibril is Chayv Mishim Yifayv, Mishim Dosh. So it's the Tove of Dosh. But so the Meile, how does the Mavue know that Chibril is an exception to the general rule of the Kalkum Mitzvah? Why? Because if it hadn't been an exception, so he couldn't visualize the Chibril Shebechayv, maybe in the Hanam. So Chibril is never Chayv. No, the answer is because we have the Teras HaKosu regarding Nil, that Nil of this man is Yechesh Shabbos. So it's a special Teras HaKosu that Nil of this man is Yechesh Shabbos. But Nil of Shalom this man is also on Shabbos. Also on Shabbos. Now, if Chibril hadn't been an exception to the general rule, so why does the Torah have to tell us a Chiddush that Nil of this man is Yechesh Shabbos and only Nil of this man, that Nil of Shalom this man is also on Shabbos? He doesn't involve any longer. What does he do? He produces dam. He produces dam. But he's the calculator. He's the calculator. So they say the sakosu that Miller this man is being a shabbos in effect implies that if not for the tree, the special aloha that Miller this man is being a shabbos, it would involve an instant aloha, even though he's in the calculator. So here we have the sakosu that Chibril, the Meloch of Chibril, even though it's not an av, it's a tov, so is an exception to the general rule of Kalkum Tov. That's in regard to Chibril. But also Mavir, how do we know that? So we see now, Mavir is one of the Lamtes Meloches. Mavir is one of the Lamtes Meloches. And that Mavir is in Loche, we have the Pasuk with Bala Ish Mechom Mishizichem Yim HaShavos. So that means even with Baskeh Shezitzo, so Shemachiyem HaDisreite, so in the Mele, the Misa cannot be needed out on Shabbos. Why? Because Misa Pesach is not there for Shabbos. So that means that it involves in the Loche of Mavir. But why should it involve in the Loche of Mavir at all? Is in the Kalkir? Is it a Kalkir? So it's a Raya that Mavir is an exception to the general rule of the Kalkum Tov. This is what Rabbi Boye says. Don't Rabbi Boye come here, Rabbi. Call HaMikalkum Tov, Chutz Mechayu Lomad. Omalei, so Rabbi Yechane said, Pukton Livro. I mean, this should be mentioned, be learned outside. And it's not so. Chayu Lomad Eyni Mishne. Vintin Tzolim HaMishne, Chayu Bitzorach Lekalkei, Mavir Bitzorach Lekalkei. So in other words, so Rabbi Yechanan, according to Rabbi Abuye, so every Chayvel and every Mavish, even if he is not exactly in any way, so is an exception to the general rule of Kohen Kalkum Tov. Mashiach, according to Rabbi Yechanan, so when is Chayvel, Chayvel, even though it involves an element of tilko when there is also an element of tikkun. But the both, there is an aspect of tilko and an aspect of tilko, of tikkun. Let's say, suppose somebody is chayil the other because he's devoted to his dog, so he wants that the dog should have enough blood to eat. So he makes a chabure in a human being in order to use the blood to feed the cattle. So it certainly involves an element of tilko. I mean the fact that he injured a human being. But at the same time it involves an element of tikkun for the child. That's the pshat according to some rishayim. According to other rishayim, so Rabbi Yechanan doesn't mean chayil b'tzorach lechalbei when he's chayil in another. So I'm going to say, Monisha, if Rabbi Yechanan is chayil kan rababwe, and he holds that chayil in the form of the Mikalkei Gomel is not an exception to the general rule, so what difference does it make whether it's chayil just like that, or is chayil talk with chayil? He's still Mikalkei. He takes it, he inflicts a wound in a human being in order to accommodate the calories with dam. So he's still in the calories. So he said, or Amoya said, when Rabbi Yechanan says, Chayil Mitzorach Lechalbe, he doesn't mean Chayil in human being and Mitzorach Lechalbe, then you don't have to be chidur mibehima because so it's chazan. Because that would be highly unusual for a person, for a normal person, to inflict a wound even in a behemoth in order to accommodate the child. Even in a behemoth it would be unusual. But it is a usual thing, it is there of the Yodom, to inflict a wound and shot him, and shot him in order to have blood for the child. Because the child represents a higher form of existence than the shot him. So in the melee, so it's in accordance with the law of nature, with the nitrogenous cycle, that to inflict a wound in Shoti in order to accommodate the Kelev. So and the tikkun, even though it involves an element of circle as well, but it's the den of the other. It's in accordance with the universal practice to inflict such a circle in order to be misakit. So that kind of an encounter is higher than, but not higher in a human being or higher in a behemoth, which is aberrational. It's not the den of the other to do that. That kind of a kyoko, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is potter by him. Alright. So, but the other Rishayim will say that, according to Rabbi Yochanan, so Chayvei is Chayvei, even so, the Chayvei, even if it's done, not in accordance with the universal practice of people. So, Vinkin, so in our Mishneh, Chayvei, we saw the Chayvei, Mavi, we saw the Chayvei, but I'm not going to calculate doing. So, how can we say that the kalkeil is higher than the chayveil? The Mishnah says, kolam kalkeil tumi. That means all the melochers, including the melochers of chayveil and mavia. So the Gemara says, mas nisi reb yude, braise reb shimen. In other words, when the Mishnah says, so the Gemara says, that this alochet, that chayveil and mavia are exceptions to the general rule of the kalkeil tumi, is only true alochet reb shimen. But it's not true, I'll leave it from you. So the Mishnah was that said, Kolam Kalkum Turing, and it's Mashma, it implies, including Chayyim, and Mavir, so represents the view of Rabbi Yudin. So according to Rabbi Yudin, there are no exceptions. But according to Rabbi Shimon, there are exceptions. So why are there exceptions according to Rabbi Shimon? My time with Rabbi Shimon? Meichatei said that Chayyim should constitute an exception to the general rule of Kalkalkin Turin, my time of Shimon, Midis Rechkolim Mishchemile, Dohidu Baal Mechaye, Umidos Rachman Abor Adab Baskeyen, Shmanino Mavu Baal Mechaye. You know, yeah, but the beauty holds that there is, that Chidil and Mavir are not exceptions to the general rule, but the question is, if Chidil is not an exception to the general rule, so why does the Torah say that Milad is Mavi Birchat, but Milad Shalit is Manu is Ozer? Why should it be Ozer? Milad Shalit is Manu. He doesn't involve any Meloche, he's in the Kalkeil. And why does the Torah have to say, and why does the Torah say that Shrifas Baskeil is also, he doesn't involve any Meloche? So, Yude, Hoso, Misakim, Kil Rabashe, Yom Rabashe, Malu Isakim Milo, Malu Isakim Keil, Malu Rabashe Tzilo, Malu Rabashe Samon. Malu Rabashe Samon. So the Jude holds that Chayveil is not an exception. Mavir is not an exception. But then you ask, so why does the Torah consider the Chabure of Milet as in Rochet? The answer is, there is not in the Kalkin. He is in Isaac. in a second. Why is it in a second? Why is it in a second? So, in other words, Malu Misakin free, Hainamu Misakin Gavru, Vinishiloch Mitikan Zeh. Why? Because until the Mila is a no, and the no is a Chaleshemo. In other words, he's also Lechel Bikulma, he's also Lechel Bikotchi, he has a Chaleshemo. So, in other words, through the Mila, the Gavru is Nisken, the Tinnik is Nisken. So the Mila, we have no Zerazakosu that Mikalke is higher by Habur. Because the Mikalke is not higher, but by Mila, it is in the Loche. And Mila Shalom is Manu is also Al Shabbos because he's in the Sakhir. But a few days, so this is what the Shimon says. This is what the Abuda says. This is what the Abuda says. But the Shimon, he learned out from Mila. That Mikalka Mahabur is higher because if he would be put there, so Elvin Mille would not involve in Loche. So because Rabbi Yudah holds Rabbi Shimon holds that the tikkun, illegal tikkun is not considered Messiah. So we have the machlokes here between Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Shimon. We have a machlokes here between Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that Mikalka Mahabur is higher. The halacha of Mikalka Poter doesn't apply to Habur. Why? He learns it out from it. And Rabbi Yudah says there is no such halacha that Mikalka Mahabur is higher. Mikalka Mahabur is higher. There is no Yalfusa from Mila. Because Mila does not constitute, does not involve Tilkun, it involves Tilkun. So that's a comment to Rabbi Yudah. Why? What kind of a Tikkun does Mila involve? Illegal. A tikkun of meat. A legal tikkun, not a physical tikkun. A legal tikkun because an oil is osalachu bitume, is osalachu bikochi, so it involves a legal tikkun. And the same thing is maori sakin free, maori bashat tsiwa, maori bashat samon. So in other words, so that's the machlokes. According to Rabbi Yudah, so a legal tikkun is also in the sakin. A legal tikkun is also in the sakin. So the melee, we have no Yalfus from Mila, or from Sefer Basir. According to Rav Shimon, a legal tikkun is not considered a tikkun. So there has to be a physical tikkun. A physical tikkun. And so the melee, that means by Mila, it is the culture, and still the Torah considers it as a Melohe. So it's a riot that Chabur and Magi is an exception to the general rule of Kolam Kalkon. Now, so there are two Mishnayos in Rashi and Shem. This is the important point. So the Gemara says that the Mishnah that says Kolam Kalkon Ktori, including Chabure and Mabir, accord with Rabbi Yudah. And but according to Rabbi Shimon, Mikalkon Chabure is higher. Whether it's higher every Mikalkon or a Mikalkon that has an element of Tikkun, that's a machlokes between Rabbi Yudah, between Rabbi Abuye and Rabbi Yechon. But there is an exception. There is a special aloha in regard to Chabure and to Mark, according to Rashi. So, what Rashi in Rashi is that it's a separate machlokes. Even though the Gemara says it's a machlokes between Rabbi and Rashi, but it has nothing to do with the machlokes between Rabbi and Rashi as whether the aloha shin itzlucha l'gufa is high or the aloha shin itzlucha l'gufa is high. It's nothing to do, it's a separate machlokes. Where is the separate machlokes mentioned? So Rashi says, we establish it. That's the first question in Shabbos. Then Rashi says, no. After all, we don't find a special machlokes between Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Shimon as to whether the Kalko Chabure is higher than the Kalko Chabure is better. Here the Gemara says, Hayim Rabbi Yudah. But we don't find a Mishnah in the Braise where Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Shimon are hearing from that question as to whether the Kalko Chabure is higher than better. So Rashi, the second question says, so in the first question, Rashi says, even though we don't find, but there is a machlokes. Here the Gemara mentioned there was a machlokes, so the Chazal knew there was a machlokes between Rabbi and Rashi. Then the second question he says, no. The machlokes between Rabbi and Rashi, in regard to the question is whether Mikalka Chabur is Chayev or Potter, Rabbi is saying Mikalka Chabur is Potter, and Rashi is saying Mikalka Chabur is Chayev, is a logical result of the machlokes between Rabbi and Rashi as whether Mikalka Chabur is Chayev or Potter. We have an explicit machlokes between Rabbi and Rashi as well. Is that Malach Hashem Tzichon Gufa is Chayev or Poter? Is that Malach Hashem Tzichon Gufa is Chayev or Poter? So So Mele is Faust Esar. According to Rabbi, Shimon, that the Loha Shimon Tzricho Ligufo in Spotea, so Mele it follows that the Misake also has to be intrinsic, not extraneous, not extrinsic. Now, in other words, here, the Yudha says that there is no Yalfuset from here. No, there is a cause of Mila. Why? Because Mila is Misaki. What kind of Misaki is it? It's a legal ticket. So it's a legal ticket. So a legal ticket could be a ticket. But according to Rav Shimon, that Melocha Shimon Tzricha Ligufo is Potea, so that means that in order to be in Melocha, so he must, the Tzirach must be inherent in Melocha itself. In other words, according to Rav Shimon, if somebody carries in the Rishus Rabbi, Ketzin, he's not interested in the Ketzin, he wants to get rid of the Ketzin, so it's Melocha Shimon Tzricha Ligufo is Potea. In other words, even though he has a tzirach, he gets rid of the ketzin, and people will not become injured. So according to Rav Shimon, in order to be in Locha on Shabbos, so the tzirach of the Melocha has to be an intrinsic tzirach, not an extrinsic tzirach. Mimele, if he carries Dalet Ames, ketzin versus Rabbi, so that's it, he's never from it. But the Hanoi, is not inherent in Melocha. He's not made from Melocha itself. If I say I carry a handkerchief in my pocket, so then it's a Melocha Tzrichah, because I'm made from Melocha. But if I carry, I see in the street, glass, broken pieces of glass, and I don't want anyone to become injured, so the middle way I carry it. So I made it from it. I derive a benefit. But it's not an intrinsic benefit. It's not an inherent benefit. It's not intrinsic in the melacha itself. It's extrinsic. Or, let's say, hacheta beria, venitzorich el achay. He doesn't need the beria. If he needs the beria, he wants to fill up, he wants to store water in the beria, or he needs the beria because he wants to build a mikveh there. So then it's a melacha tzrichah. But he needs offer. He needs offer in order to be mechase dam tzipi or dam chayim. So in many ways, he digs the bay in order to have offer. He still has a lawyer, but it's not intrinsic in the Melocha itself. So it's not the Melocha. So in many ways, Rashi says in the second Rashi, according to Rav Shimon, that Melocha, the Melocha Tzricha Legufa has to be Tzorech Legufa, the Hanoi, the Tzirah, has to be intrinsic. Inherent in the Melocha itself, not extraneous, not extrinsic. So the Melocha, in regard to the Halacha, that the Melocha is only higher if he is in Sakin. Suppose there is a Tikkun, but the Tikkun is not intrinsic, the Tikkun is extrinsic. So it's also perfect. But the same logic that Rav Shimon says, even though it's not a question of logic, Melocha, it's a question. But the Melocha, it follows logically. According to Rav Shimon, that Melocha Shein Tzricha Ligufo is Potter. So he has to be named. What kind of Yanoye must he have? An intrinsic Yanoye, not an extrinsic Yanoye. So the Melocha in Misake, there is Aloha, he has to be Misake, not Mikauke. So the people, it's not just Aloha that Mikauke is Potter. He has to be, in order to be Chayev, he has to be Misake. There has to be a people. So, suppose he will not be a Mikaukeo and will not be a Misake, he'll also be Potter. He'll also be Potter. In other words, there has to be a positive Tikkun. So, according to Rav Shimon, since there has to be a positive Tikkun, so the positive Tikkun has to be inherent in the Melocha itself. Masha'inke, the Tikkun of Milay, it's not inherent in the Melocha itself. It's not inherent in the Melocha itself. When I am Yubashel food, so then I am Misaki the Chetze. It's an intrinsic tikkun, but really, intrinsically, in the tikkun, it's a kyoko. It produces blood and pain and everything. Chabure, the child becomes sick. So there is no inherent tikkun, but there is an extrinsic tikkun. An extrinsic tikkun. So not that, according to Rav Shimon, a little tikkun is not a misaki. A little tikkun could also be a misaki, but it's extrinsic. It's not inherent in the Melocha itself. Man denkt, er kommt der Jude. Der Büro hat schon zurück und wo ist uns noch halt. So, in other words, so, even though the beauty is also made there, that it has to be Melachas Machsheres, and if he doesn't derive any benefit from the Melache, so according to the beauty, he's also potter. Because then it's not the Melachas Machsheres. But, according to the creature of the Mitzorach Halachne, he's the Melachas Machsheres, according to the beauty. Why is the Melachas Machsheres? Because he derives the benefit. He needs also to be Mechasset with Amtzitra, with Amchayo, and he has the also. But the tzeirah, the hanoye, is not intrinsic, it's extrinsic. So the mele, in regard to tikkun, the aloha that has to be misake, it doesn't make any difference whether the tikkun is intrinsic or the tikkun is extrinsic. So they are two pshat in Rashi. Now anyway, I want to point out, we have a machloket Rashi. Why does Rashi say that the aloha should be strictly good for his spot? Some Rishonim say that the common direction in the law is in for his potter because it's not in Melachas Machsheres. That's not his Shita. His Shita is the Melachas Machsheres has nothing to do with the law is in for his potter. But why is the law in for his potter common direction? Because it has to be really the mission. After all, learn how to the law is from the mission, and the mission, all the law is what's in for his potter. It has nothing to do with the Melachas Machsheres. Now, as far as Mikalki, but to be concerned, that's because it's not Melachas Machsheres, even according to Tesis. So it's based upon Melachas Machsheres. Now, this second version in Rashi cannot accord with Tesis Shite, that Melachas Machsheres is good for his water, I'll leave it up Shimei, because we learn out from the Mishkin. And in the Mishkin, all the one test Melachas, what's going to go for? Because if we explain it on the basis of not Melachas Machsheres, so Mimele, the Ptum of Mikalke is based upon the fact that it's not in Melachas Machsheres, and the Ptum of Melachas Machsheres is based upon the fact that it's not in Melachas Machsheres. So there is an analogy, so we can understand the logic, the reasoning of the Rashi second Lashon. So in other words, according to Rav Shimon, the Melachas Machsheres is what? Even though he has a tzeirah, but the tzeirah is explicit. So he is never, he divides the benefit. Chayim Yitzorach Halachay, or if he carries Kate Yoshi Sarabi. So, he divides the benefit, he is now. He becomes relieved of this possibility of being injured by the case. And he has an offer to be in the chassid in that tzipah. But, according to Rav Shimon, since the benefit is extrinsic, not intrinsic, so it's not in the machsheres. So, maybe we apply the same kind of reasoning. Since there is aloha, he has to be misakim. And if it's not misakim, it's not Melachas Machsheres, so just as in regard to Melacha, she tzricho l'gufo. So, in Melacha she tzricho l'gufo, he's potter. Because the tzeirah is extrinsic, not intrinsic, dabo is extrinsic, not intrinsic. So in regard to tikkun, even though there is a tikkun by you, but it's not an intrinsic tikkun, it's an extrinsic tikkun. So in any way, it's not misakim. But if we say like cases, that Melachas Machsheres is potter because of the Alfus of Amishki, Mikalko is potter, and Misaki is potter because it's not Melachas Machsheres. So what chaifas is there between the deen of Melachas Machsheres and the Melacha and Mikalko? Alright, but anyway, so the Alfus of Amishki is right. Now, when the Gemara asks here the Shaila, wie die Zeugen und Kaut der Chabure wo, wie Kaut der Aloche der Jude, wo ja Aloche der Pschine. Na, let's see how that is. Aloche der Jude. Oh, wie ist von Aloche der Jude? Kielku im Mutter und Kielku im Wasser. Wa Kielku im Kielku, wie schon die Zabisa, wie die Dolche des Chabu zu Aloche der Jude, wo die Kaut der Chabure zu Aloche der Pschine. Die Mechale dann bin Kolab Kaut und Turi, Chut, Michael und Abi. So, wie Kielku der Pschine zu Aloche. So he says, "Vatiu in Kielku Yeshu in Tzitadisa, in Bidov Hashem Yitzchav in Tzirole Kerev Yehude, Uvi Mikalko Bechabune, Tzirole Kerev Shimen, Dimechaye, Dimechaye." So in other words, because here Rashi discusses the Shite of Rav Yehude, the Machlokes of Rav Yehude and Rav Shimen, in regard to Dov Hashem Yitzchav, and the Machlokes between Rav Yehude and Rav Shimen, in regard to Mikalko Bechabure Chayev or not Potter. So that certainly represents two separate questions. According to the second version in Rashi and Shabbos, there is a connection between the machlekes, between the Rabbi and Rav Shimon in regard to the Lochash and Tzrichui Gufo, and the Kaifa Chaburah. But the machlekes, but there is certainly no connection whatsoever between the machlekes, between Rabbi and Rav Shimon in regard to the question as to whether Dorshin is Chavim, Mizoser, or Mutea, because that's a machlekes in collateral court. According to Rabbi Yudeh, the Dorshin is Chavim, Mizoser, do not only by Shabbos, it's also. It's also by Yosia. According to Rabbi Yudeh, a Yosef is not allowed even to straighten out his hair. Why? Because possibly he'll pluck out hair. According to Rabbi Shimon, he's allowed to straighten out his hair with his hands. To use a comb is not allowed because that involves execration. But to use his hands in straightening out his hair, according to Rabbi Shimon, a Yosef is allowed. According to Rabbi Yudeh, he's not allowed. And according to Rabbi Yudeh, one is not allowed to walk on grass, because possibly he might walk out of grass. According to Rabbi Shimon, he's allowed to walk on grass. If he walks out of grass, he walks out of grass. He said, Dovah Shem Yisrav. So the machlekes between Dovah Shem Yisrav and the question of Dovah Shem Yisrav between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon is in general machlekes, in collateral court. Rabbi and Rashi is whether Mikalko Mechabura is Chayav or Mikalko Mechabura is Potter, that's a Shabbat Kemachlekes. So even if we say like the second Moshe Rashi, so it has to do with the Machlekes between Rabbi and Rashi and in regard to Melochash Mitzvah Gufo. But it has nothing to do with the Machlekes between Rabbi and Rashi as to whether Dovah Shem is Chavim is Osal Muta. That's why the Gemara as the child, beat him so now he can do that. Kilku muta or tikun uviosa, but you in kilku, you should sit a visa, even though she is having to do them, how to do the social shimen, the Mechayim, the Abdul Kalam Kalam in Turin, Chutz Mechayim Omavia, the King of Kerashim and Kerere. So even though we pass him in Dovash and Mishav like a Jude, so we still can pass him like Rav Shimon Melochash and Yitzchak Lugufo. So remember, the Gemara makes sense even according to the second Moshe Rashi. Because according to the second Moshe Rashi, there is a connection between the machlekes between Rabbi and Rav Shimon in Melochash and Yitzchak Lugufo and the machlekes between Rabbi and Rav Shimon when the Mekalot Mechabura is Chayav or Potter. But there is no connection between the machlekes between Rabbi and Rav Shimon in regard to Dovash Mishchav Vosar Muta and the machlekes between Rabbi and Rav Shimon in regard to the question is whether Mekalot Mechabura is Chayav or Potter. Halachic Rabbi and Kalku Muta, the Hiram Rabbi, those who come was a Musaki, I will count the Loyama. We are looking at Shimmy Kalku Habura Hayo, Kimmy Kinsolina, I look at Rabbi Dosh and Scham Yos. Eat Mab, the Rabam Re Rafshore Shmiros, Pinadoyam Re Rabosa Shusha, Omar Nachman Balitzro, the Simono, Evo Mikil Atzmon, Evo Mikil Atzmon. All right, we'll leave it here. Now, for Sunday, you should go over the Sugya in Shabbos that could go in all the cases today. In order to understand this Gemara, and also the Gemara in Zlochem, that Tzadikala on the base, result in Yarno Gabishi. And you should go over the whole Gemara up to Rav Ame, Shore, and Nivu, Bitchil, and Shabbos.